So we've got another mini episode this week, as there have been some more scheduling issues. And we'd rather get something small out than miss a week again.
Just like your knob.
As soon as I said that, I just instantly regretted it. And I was really hoping I wouldn't pick up on it. But here we are.
Yes, mini episode, but it's all for good reason. And it's not just for the fact that Dev's chosen the pub and Richard's stuck at work. But yeah, we've also been asked to give a shout out to somebody, haven't we? Who is also about to start a podcast, but it's not detailing related. So for those who have seen the new Motorspa unit will know I've got a lot of space. And I had a spare office that is being rented out to a friend of mine who does business development. But also, we are actually going to be putting in a proper podcast recording studio. So that is quite interesting and new news, because it obviously benefits us here at Speed 6 and it benefits them because they want to start their own. Shout out Will and Ben if they're listening, which they're probably not. Well, they'd have listened to this little bit so they can hear their shout out, and that'll be it. Detailing, I don't give a flying fart about that, is their thoughts. But yeah, so that's something new that's coming for us. Obviously, it's not going to be every episode is going to be recorded from there, but it's somewhere we've got a little base for any specials potentially that we want to do. Just a bit of
video podcast.
An all-round cool thing that we can say we've got. If we ever use it, it will be another story, but we can say we've got one.
We also have some exciting news, don't we?
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
So we're actually pulling our fingers out, and we are beginning our YouTube series, finally, long last. I can hear all the sighs of reliefs.
Oh, it actually is happening. It exists. Oh my God.
Yeah. If you're at work, put your vacuum down and just have a breather for a minute. It's happening.
We should have told everyone to take a seat before we announced it.
Actually, yeah, we probably should have done. recording is beginning next weekend.
It sure is. I am so excited. Like every day, it's obviously since we decided it was when we were going to start, like what was that, earlier this week? Oh no, it was the weekend, wasn't it? It was at the weekend when we decided when we're going to start. Every day this week, every day that I've been in the unit this week, I've just seen the course apart. I'm just like, you're going to look beautiful soon. Like, looking at it like, oh, it's going to just look stunning.
So current plans, I'm always hesitant to give dates out. Because if you followed us for a while, you'd know how we are with dates. And that is not very good. The intention is there, but, you know, something always comes up. But I'm going to give you a month. Not a specific date, but a month. So we're going to have the first two episodes of the series aiming to be released in October.
Get in!
So right, as it stands,
so excited.
It's very exciting times. As it stands, it's going to be a 5-part series, and the aim is to release an episode every other week starting from October.
That's not to say that there won't be a video in between every other week. You know, we've got a few other plans that we've been invited to do, which is going to be very cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That is purely the detailing restoration series.
Absolutely.
But like Jake said, we're going to get more content done than just that restoration series. So the Corsa won't just be a 5-part series. We'll be doing other things with the Corsa before we attempt to sell it for $3,000. as Jay promised.
Yeah, but wait, $3,000? I think it's a 30 quid.
Sorry, was it four? but yeah, so we're hoping the first couple of episodes will be fully recorded next weekend. And it's just the case of editing, audio, color grading, all that hilariously fun stuff. So yeah, so excited. Can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
Another thing coming soon is Speed 6 at the Motor Spa 2. We can't officially announce a date just yet, but it is coming.
So out of my control. And I did say last episode that we'd have a date by this episode, but unfortunately being on Prime Industrial has its downsides. There's a lot of, what's the word? What's the saying? Is it red tape? Is that a saying? Am I right?
That is a saying, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of red tape you have to go through when you're doing something in a prime location. Sounds posh as anything. Bloody industrial park.
Next bit tip.
Wait, the tip's on another road. But yeah, it's one of them, innit? So, but once we have a date, it will be announced and confirmed, and obviously the sooner it comes, people might be able to, you know, spot a little sneak peek at what the Corsa looks like before the YouTube series goes live. Oi.
There you go.
We're getting there.
So yeah, the aim is event 2 in the end of September. Obviously, we can't give a date yet, as we've said. We're going to have another date in October for event number 3, which is going to also coincide with 1 year of Speed 6. So that's going to be potentially quite a big, exciting one. And then when it comes to 2022, we're going to be on it with the planning. So you're not going to have 2 weeks notice. You're going to have a full diary ready to go so you can plan ahead.
Yeah, so you can say goodbye to your family once a month.
All part of the fun.
Exactly.
So we've been sent in a listener question, which we don't actually get very often. And if you do want to send in a question, either just message us, pop it in the group, or we've got a handy contact form on our website.
Oh, yes, a bloody beautiful Speed 6 website.
Oh, that I'm constantly working on, it seems. But so the question. This is from Troy Ashton. He says, great podcast, chaps. Thank you very much. We do try. Binge listen to all of them now. Dedication. I like it. Pretty new to the whole home detailing thing and built up a pretty decent arsenal of products. Started with the usual Halfords and Autoglym products. We've all been there. Autoglym stuff is cracking. We've talked a lot about Halfords products, haven't we?
We sure have.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. And I think actually one of our video ideas is to pick out the top things from Halfords. I know Andreas has done a post on this, the best stuff in Halfords, but we want to go and do a video on it.
We're going
to be just a one up.
Yeah, we already do anyway.
It says, then through the help of YouTube and you guys branched out into the smaller, independent, equally as good, usually better brands. Yeah, I love using the small independent brands, whether they're using white label chemicals from larger brands, doesn't really matter. I just prefer supporting smaller UK businesses, to be honest.
Like Detail Bug, use code Speed 6. Whitty!
Plenty of discounts on our website. Just wondering why literally nobody ever reviews Carbon Collective products. The ones I've tried have all been fantastic, like Sateen, Luso, Nuvo. Am I missing something? Do people think they're dreadful?
I like this question a lot. I like it a lot because for those who actually know me, because even on the podcast, we haven't really just spoken about Carbon Collective that much.
Not a lot.
Like, it's had the odd mention, you know, with when I completely cocked up Rich's glass coating by trying to coat his windscreen in 10 minutes and not letting it cure. And obviously the godly Lusso and sateen tire dressing. But I think it's a funny one. I absolutely love Carbon Collective stuff. Like, I think it's, in my opinion, godly. For those who actually like have who know me or have been to my unit and stuff and have seen it, like, will just know that I've got it all, like, it's all lined up nicely, it all looks good, and it's all pretty and everything. But the products are, in my opinion, a star. I think the issue they've got is their prices are a little higher than most. They're not. I wouldn't put them in the rip-off category, but I wouldn't put them in the good value category. They're sort of they're high price, and I think the thing is people just haven't warmed to them enough, or people don't want to risk spending £15 on a bottle of QD, for example, and it'd be poor. When obviously there's plenty of other products out there, you know, QD wise for sort of £8-9 a bottle.
Yeah,
I think that's their issue. And the one thing I've got is it's little things like the citrus. You know, a ready-to-use litre of citrus for £15. That's just, even for a weekend warrior, or sorry, weekend legend, that's not economical to buy because you're going to burn through it quite quickly. Anything that you need to cover the whole car in, like a citrus, if you're using it neat, it's not economical at all.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a seen brand, aren't they? There's no way of avoiding that. But like you said, the products themselves are outstanding. If you do not factor price into their lineup, I would probably be using quite a lot of their range.
Oh yeah. I think what I would describe it as is almost like elite level scene brand, because you've obviously got scene brands like, without naming and shaming, you've got the likes of Auto Finesse, which we've all discussed, there's very few good Auto Finesse products, very very few, in fairness.
I'd argue that.
Would you reckon?
Yeah, there's some, a few I like.
There's a few that are obviously, we've agreed, you know, they're good. Richard left me a bottle of, is it Lather, the shampoo? I think it's Lather, isn't it?
Yep, that's cracking.
I used that today for the first time in a long, long time. And it was... No, sorry, not today. Yesterday I used that. And it was actually, you know, it was good. But there is some things that are very, very poor from the range. I think the issue is they've got a vast range, and a lot of what they've got in their range is unnecessary, which then makes it not very good, if that makes sense. But that,
I see what you mean, because they've got, obviously they've got their APC, and then they've also got a like an engine bay degreaser, haven't they? And realistically, they could probably do the same thing. But
they probably are the same thing.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
The car scene is massive, as we know, and I think the thing is we've got the common car scene brands like Auto Finesse. Like, let's steer away from the fact of opinions on products, because you know, we can almost all agree there's a lot of poorer stuff from Auto Finesse, but there is some good. Like, I'm not going to decline that, but they are common in the car scene.
Yeah,
absolutely. Whereas you steer to the Carbon Collective. When do you ever see a Carbon Collective stand at a car show, like, for example, oh, let's just think Ultimate Dubs off the top of my head, or, you know, you've got all these massive, massive car scene things, you know, big car shows, indoor arena car shows, you'll never see a Carbon Collective stand there. So there, but the Carbon Collective stuff is still aimed a bit seen, but it's for those who'll order it online and will probably never use the stuff, and it'll just be on display in their car. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like it's almost like people buy it as a show-off piece.
I think the thing is, like these brands, you've got Carbon Collective, you've got Auto Finesse. I'm even going to throw Stjarnokos in there. Realistically, they're not aimed at professionals, they're aimed at enthusiasts. And what those brands try and do is get people into that sort of brand ecosystem, sort of like how Apple do. If you want an Apple Watch, you'd realistically need an iPhone. And then if you want a laptop, you want to go for a MacBook. So it all ties in nicely with each other. And that's, I think, why they bring out new products that might be seen as unnecessary. I would exclude Stjarnokos from this because I know Cav doesn't want to bring out new products that aren't needed. He will bring out products that do multiple things, such as the iron remover, which doubles as a wheel cleaner, things like that. And they introduce things into their new range that will just kind of get people back in, sort of like how Apple would release a new iPhone every year, just to keep getting the money in. And it's, they buy into the brand, not the products. So if you've got from Auto Finesse, then you're going to want to go and get a quick detailer from Auto Finesse, because you know it's going to all work together. You're not going to run into compatibility issues, and your shelves are going to look really nice.
I agree there. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. However, I'm going to go back on that a little bit. I would put Carbon Collective into a bit more of the, not, I wouldn't say professional grade brand, but
prosumer.
Yeah, it's a bit higher than, Weekend Legend, but I wouldn't say obviously professional grade. I think what puts my
highly
mind
skilled,
at
that, highly skilled enthusiasts.
Yeah, I think what puts my mind at that is actually like their coating range.
Yeah,
because
absolutely
the weird thing is you look at it and their coatings are actually very, coatings are expensive. They're not cheap, but if you look at Carbon Collective's coating range, it's all very good price. It's well priced.
I absolutely agree. I was going to buy some platinum glass, their glass coating, and I can't remember how much it was. And I looked it up. I was like, wow, okay, that's actually really, really well priced for a glass coating.
Yeah. If you put in the chemical products, you know, the shampoos, the QDs, the wheel cleaners, all of that stuff is the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
And then the coatings are sort of, you look at other coatings and they're all much of a much price. And in some terms, Carbon Collective is actually cheaper.
Yeah.
But no, I will always stand by Carbon Collective. I think that I can't fault anything I've used. I really, really do like it. And Ollie, who owned it, is the soundest guy you will ever meet. Like, he's a lovely, lovely guy. However, I do know, if you don't know him, you know, as a person, then the customer service for Carbon Collective is questionable, because I've had issues.
I was going to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, neither of us. I think the issues I get on well with him. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy to deal with. So it's quite easy for me to have a chat with him. But if you're a general customer, like I've heard people who have waited like 2 weeks for a reply to an email. And there's no landline number, there's no contact phone number, which I know frustrates a lot of people, because sometimes people always love a moan if they can't get through to customer service, but they won't pick up the phone. But for the people who actually would want to pick up the phone and just say, you know, I don't know, something, you know, there's a mistake with my order, which always happens, not always happens, sorry, which can happen in posting orders, or you know, any kind of feedback even. When you're not getting a response to that, it can almost kick you in the teeth a little bit. And that might be why some people have put off the brand.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would certainly, in short answer of your question, I think nothing from Carbon Collective is poor. The products are very, very good.
Yeah.
A bit, coating-wise, great value. Chemical-wise, a little bit expensive.
It's more of a treat, I think.
Yeah. Customer service is, I'd say it's somewhat, you know, it's a questionable level. But if you don't have an issue, then you might not need to get hold of customer service. So it swings and roundabouts on that one. I just don't, there's something, there's obviously a reason why, and I don't know what the reason is, but there's something that's obviously causing them not to get social media attention on the likes of DC, because in short, they don't get any kind of or very little kind of recognition on there.
I know Naomi from Sapphire Car Care. She uses quite a lot of carbon collector stuff, doesn't she?
I was talking to her today about the new quick detailer.
Have you've been sent some of that, haven't you?
I have got a bottle. Yes, I feel very special, very special indeed.
So, what is it like? What I call a modern QD, a step down from hybrid QD.
Let me see if I can find the official, like what is actually in it. Because all I did was used it as a quick detailer.
Something like Done and Dusted or Infinity.
It's not like, because obviously they've already got a ceramic quick detailer.
Which I was quite disappointed with, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, we were saying how good their products were, and you didn't get on with it.
I did not get on with it at all. The thing I found with that hybrid quick detailer, because I did that extensive QD test, which I'm still buying QDs to this day. I have an addiction. But I just found the hydrophobics were really, really poor. I don't know if that was an actual product issue, because it wasn't just a one-off thing. I applied it probably about 3 or 4 times on different occasions, and it wasn't good. But then again, I've heard you speak quite highly of it, so I'm not sure if it was an issue with the actual product itself, or
I don't know. The thing is, you see, you obviously your test was, most of it was long, how long it lasts, longevity.
Yeah.
And water behavior. Whereas I found for gloss, like for, you know, boosting, I found it really good. But I don't have, you know, when I was applying it to a car, if I'd applied it to a car, it's out the door sort of thing. I'm not going to hear much back of it, of how long it's lasting, what the water behavior is like. So from what I've used it as, in terms of, you know, getting a nice bit of clarity to the paintwork and all of that, bit of gloss, you know, as a quick detailer is without ceramic stuff, it was great.
Yeah.
But water behavior, I definitely should have had a little look at that. Yeah. But the new quick detailer, which I've now seen the picture, the name has come straight to me, which is Rapide. Not Rapid, Rapide.
I had in my head it was called Quickie for some reason, but I think that's something a bit different.
Are you offering?
SpeeSix Uncut.
it's not an enhanced quick detailer. It is literally, a finishing, you know, remove some water spots, remove some dust.
No buff, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly that. I was using it today on glass, on a set Ateca, spot on glass. Really quite, you know, I can't remember the last time I used a glass cleaner. I don't really bother. Panawipe or a QD, perfectly good enough. And this was fine for, you know, cleaning the glass with. What kind of water behavior it comes with, I haven't the foggiest, to be honest. Probably should do a little test, but I guess we'll never know.
Carbon Collector is an interesting one, I think, because, like you said, the products there are outstanding. From what I've used anyway, which, other than the ceramic detailer, which I think if you put in ceramic in the name, then I think water behavior is what is expected, to be honest, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think that's fair to say. What I'm going to do is, because we are waffling a bit on Carbon Collective, but for good reason, because, you know, like I said, the products are good. I do like them. So I'm just having a little mooch on their website now to just give me a bit of inspiration of something that we might not have mentioned that I definitely want to get in there.
It does go to show how different these scene brands can be. It's not a bad thing being a scene brand. There's a market for it. Not every single weekend legend wants just a bulk 5 liters unlabeled like very basic, like pre-wash or something. Like I've got a 5 liter jug of shampoo and the labels come off it and it's just like the most boring thing to use. It's just like a trade shampoo. It's just, I don't know why I bought it, to be honest. I think that's a massive mistake buying 5 liters of shampoo. But yeah, I mean, as we said, seeing brands like Karma Collective, Strana Gloss, Auto Finesse, they're very different brands. Very different brands.
Agreed.
Auto Finesse is very enthusiast based. Carbon Collective, probably prosumer. And then Strana Gloss is...
I like that, prosumer.
Yeah, it's a thing. It is a thing. I'm not just making it up.
Oh, right. I've never heard that.
And then Strana Gloss is very simple, effective, and to be honest, not very expensive for what you get.
No.
For the type of brand it is. Obviously, it's not the cheapest brand in the world, but for the type of brand that focuses on how the products look and smell and their social media presence, I think it's a good deal.
I agree. I've just realized one thing we haven't mentioned of Carbon Collective, those exfoliate blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're so caught up in chemicals.
Yeah, how could we? I mean, I've got a sunstrip, Carbon Collective sunstrip on my van.
Of course you have, yeah. Go on, man.
Yeah. Some of it's fell off because I probably bought it 2 years before I applied it. Oh, well. Yeah, the exfoliate block's fantastic. It's the clay pad. I don't remember the last time I used natural clay bar.
Neither.
But that's great. And that's not even that expensive either.
It seems like it is when you first buy them because it's like, all I'm getting is a block and £2 and it's £20. But the amount of cars you're getting out of them is crazy. I think you get about 30 cars out of each pad. And then you just rebuy the pads for like £10.
Yeah, I think they're like £9 a pad or something like that. And yeah, it's like you get, I think they say 50 cars. Obviously, it depends.
Maybe it's 50. I can't remember the last time I changed it, to be honest.
One thing I do want to try is a clay disc on a DA.
That's a good point. Yeah, I forgot about that concept.
Because, Sean showcased it at Concept, and I was like, I've looked at them, and I've immediately thought they're bad. But I do want to try one.
Agreed.
I'll have to get some clay lube though, because I've actually never used a clay lube, a dedicated clay lube.
Oh, good job! Somebody you know has it in stock.
Oh yeah, that's good, isn't it? I'll just go and steal it at the weekend. Like you've already summarised, are Carbon Collective bad? No, not at all. Just for me personally, not the type of products I will be using. Unless there's one in the range that I do really want to use, like Sateen, I need to try that. Coatings as well. Absolutely. Loads of professionals use their coatings.
Yeah, no, I think it's safe to say we've talked about Carbon Collective for a fair bit, and I feel like we've waffled a bit on it. But the more I think of it, it's definitely a brand we haven't delved into enough on here and discussed, because I use a lot of that brand. But I don't know what holds me back from posting about it. But the stuff, honestly, what was that guy's name? Troy Ashton. Yeah, as Adam was saying, products are brilliant. A little bit more expensive, which might be why you don't see much of them. But I think it's also what it is, there's no need to be nervous when spending the money on them, because you will get what you pay for. Mm. You're paying for that quality.
Absolutely. And in general, I think the word, the phrase seen brand, I don't think that should be used negatively. I think we need to stop using that negatively. Just because something isn't marketed to you doesn't mean it's bad.
I think we're all guilty of using the word seen brand as a bad thing, to be fair.
Yeah, of course. Like Detailing Central, there's quite a lot of professionals in there.
Hi.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, up to you to decide. But majority of people in there probably won't like a seen brand. But then there's over 40,000 people in that Facebook group. A lot of them do not post. They just watch and read. And chances are they are using brands like that. And when they get told, oh, it's the same brand, it's rubbish, not great. They're not going to, I don't know. I think I might put them off. But
yeah, you don't want to put anyone off.
It's not, it shouldn't be used as an insult to a brand. If it's not for you, then that's fine. But it's, I can guarantee it's for a lot of people, hence why some of these brands are doing so, so well. Shall we shift on over to a few other things that we've had a play with recently?
Interested.
You've mentioned that Carbon Collective QD.
Yeah.
I have been playing with the QD. Not have a lot, you? But a little bit. And that is Dual Nitro.
Ooh.
Which I picked up from when we visited them a couple of weeks back now.
Can't believe that's flown by.
It's mad, isn't it? But Dual Nitro is my perfect type of QD because I'm working on ways I can sort of define QDs, and I've got it down to three, I think, three categories. So you've got traditional QDs that focus on pretty much just cleaning, basically waterless wash products that don't tend to add much, if any, protection. It's like ONR, stuff like that. Then in the middle, you've got modern QDs like Dual Nitro, that new Carbon Collective one, I assume. Bounce has done and dusted the regular edition. Infinity Wax Rapid Detailer. Things that don't, that you can just go on. Sometimes you don't even need to buff them. Great on glass, sometimes interior, anything. Detail Bug Firefly, that's another one. Cracker, that is. And then you've got hybrid QDs, which is at the top, like QD Plus products, which are ceramic QDs, things that are basically spray sealants.
I had a really good like way of combining the two words earlier, and I can't remember. BD Detailer or something like that. BD Quick Detailer. I can't remember now. Oh, fuck.
Well, come back to me when you figure it out. But BSD, Done and Dusted, SI Edition, QDX Graphene, I'd argue Stjarnø Gloss Parlor, even though it's marketed as a spray sealant, I'd class it as a hybrid QD. But that aside, Dual Nitro, slots in the middle, modern QD, very, very easy to apply, smells absolutely incredible. Haven't looked at water behavior yet, which is something I need to do, but based on application alone, I'm really liking it. It seems to tackle some water stains quite well, watermarks. So I think, to be honest, I think the majority of QDs are slightly acidic, which is going to help with water spot removal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you tried that one? Or is that one you haven't tried?
What, Nitro?
Yeah.
I have not tried that. I have seen it in use, because obviously Richard used it on his... on his vehicle before the show last, or before our open day, sorry, a few weeks, well, no, nearly a month ago. Bloody hell.
Jeez.
I still remember the stress like it was yesterday.
Plenty more to come. Plenty more stress to come.
Yeah, I think obviously from an outsider point of view, when Richard was using it, I could see it. It looked quite greasy, but I think that was obviously the sunlight. You know, using it in direct sun. And Richard didn't actually care about his paint that day because he knew he was spending 2 days at mine polishing his car.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a fair... I wouldn't say that's a fair thing to knock it down on. However, I don't know what it was on Richard's car. So obviously he had applied the Autoglym ceramic detail, whatever it's called, that ultra beady thing to his car not long before the open day. But his car had done a lot of mileage and it was filthy. And obviously he gave it a rinse off and then wiped it down with Nitro. When we were pre-washing his car for polishing, his car was like it had been coated.
Oh, wow.
Beading-wise was, like water behavior-wise, was just unreal. And I don't know. I don't know how much of that was nitro. I don't know how much of that was still the Autoglym ceramic spray, or whether the two just worked really, really well together. Strange combo. But if that could have been it. They could have just worked hand in hand. But I was impressed. Which one of them it was, I don't know.
We'll have to do some experimenting, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But from what I've seen, very, very impressed.
Yeah, I think the greasy application on Richard's car, that's probably a mixture of hot panels, the fact that he didn't wash his car beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
And he applied quite a lot of it, I think.
Well, yeah, he basically used a whole bottle.
Yeah, so that was probably the reason. But basically. I love testing that type of QD, honestly. And so far, very impressed. If it does well on hydrophobics and durability, then it's going to be one of my top. Because the smell is absolutely unreal.
Yes, it does smell good. You smell it a mile off. Which isn't a bad thing, by the way. Now, this is one I want to say. So, Bill Hamber, obviously, a couple of months ago, however long ago it was, seems like yesterday, but it was actually a while ago, released Touchless and Touch On. We talked about them on the podcast for, probably 10 minutes one episode, but discussing what we're going to use. And I think I actually placed my order for it while we were on the podcast. And so it was one of them. I did one of those things. I bought it and never used it. It has been sat in my old place. I then brought it to the new unit. It's just sat in a box in the new unit. And then earlier this week, I had a car in, needed a bit of protection. Let's go in and try some Touch On. I put it in a wash bucket. So just to add here, a brand new bucket it was. It was my new, the one I said I'd never use. The Meguiar's hybrid ceramic bucket, whatever it says, the blue one. Brand new bucket, brand new wash mitt. Car was clean. In the bucket it went, rubbed on. And it was, without being incredibly horrible, it was pretty poor. I sent a video to the group chat straight away and I was adamant I'd done something wrong. Did it again and again and there was nothing. Okay, left it at that. Then had a little look. You can use it through a foam lance. Didn't really fancy it because I'll be honest, I couldn't be bothered to clean a foam lance out. Tried something. Litre bottle, 30ml sachet. I think it's 30ml sachet.
Yeah, I think so.
In the litre of water. And I used it as a spray and rinse, which is obviously doable with that. And I was more than impressed. Like, I literally looked at it, I was like, that can't be the same product that I've just put in a wash bucket. So I think almost the product needs a bit more, maybe not development, but maybe a bit more research, because they obviously claim it can work in 15 litres of water in a bucket, and it obviously doesn't, but it works fine when you mix it with, you know, 970ml of water in a spray bottle. I reckon you could probably dilute that 30ml sachet a bit more than 1 litre. I was just literally, that's how I was using it. It was the sensible thing to do. Mm. You can't seal back up that sachet. And I didn't have any empty 5 litre drums to hand to make a mix up in. But I cannot believe it's taken me this long to use it. I was gutted it's taken me this long to use it because it is incredibly impressive.
Did you say, you said to you how much you used of that spray bottle you made up?
Literally, I was misting it over the, like, I wasn't direct spray. I was misting over panels, misting over the glass as well. Absolutely fine. So the car I used it on was an Audi SQ7, which was actually a bit stupid of me because I was polishing the car after anyway. So it was just one of those, I wasn't concentrating.
Habit.
But, what's that?
Just like muscle memory or grip protection. Yeah.
And then realised I was doing a single stage on it. But it was one of them. I rinsed it. Car had no protection, rinsed it. And it was I did one of those things that everyone demos. I dried the car with water pretty much. But yeah, and then I used it today on the Ateca that I mentioned earlier.
Yep.
And I like spot on. Well impressed. Really, really impressive. And I think I'm going to have to buy some more sachets.
Did you say you used about 100 mil of that bottle, or did I make that up?
Not even 100 mil. Not even 100 mil.
So if you let's say you used 100 mil, I think that works out about 12 pence per application.
That's
because you get a pack of 10 sachets for about 12 quid, I think.
Yes.
So £1.20 per sachet. If you use 100 mil out of a litre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you used about a tenth of that litre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Less than 12p.
But yeah, less than 12 pence per application, which is quite good.
Yeah. That's. And you could definitely dilute it further than in a litre. That was just conveniently what I had. Probably not the most economic way I've done it, but.
So if you maybe out of a 1.5 litre sprayer, you can dump a sachet in there and try it or something.
Oh, I reckon 2 litres it'd be fine.
Have to have a play around. I've got a couple of sachets of it knocking about. I haven't actually tried it yet.
I gave them to you.
I know. they're in my kit bag ready to go. But I'm gonna avoid the wash mitt method. I was a bit skeptical about that to begin with, because I thought, well, if they're saying you can dilute it in a foam lance and a 15 litre wash bucket, that's a bit of a different ratio.
Massive difference.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna have to try it as a it's like a spray and rinse sealant. I'll give that a go.
Absolutely. No, really impressive. So yes, I'm sorry it took so long. Because I remember saying on the when we first talked about Touch On and Touchless, when they were first released, that we'd keep people updated, and we never did.
God, that was ages ago.
Probably a good couple of months ago, so probably 10 episodes ago.
That was probably... I'm actually going to find it now. That was episode 11.
No way.
It was episode 11. And we're now on... Episode 37.
Oh my God.
That's wow. But, you know, it happened in the end.
You've got your next one, which I enjoy using. But you can take the limelight for this because I've used it quite a lot.
Yeah.
S20 Black.
Yeah. So I recently did the thing that has happened to probably everybody at least once. You've realized, oh, I've actually run out of this essential product that I need in 2 days' time. So I took a trip down to County Detailing, which is very local to me. Popped in to see James, and then remembered they don't sell my usual one-step compound, which is Menzerna 400, which I absolutely love. So I thought, sod it, I'll try some S20 Black, Scholl S20 Black, because I've seen a lot of people recommend that as a one-step product with the diminishing abrasives and all that. I was quite happy with it. I think I still, at the moment, prefer Menzerna 400 on harder paints. I just don't think it's quite got as much cut to it. As Men's 400, and it was a little bit sticky on removal, but you know, I need to play around with it more and just nail those working times and speeds and stuff and just see what results work best.
I quite like S20 Black.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad product. It's popular for a reason, but I think on like the harder like German paints, it's
a bit more grit.
Yeah, you need something with a bit more cut to it. Something like Menzerna 400, which will give a bit more cut. But to be honest, I don't think you'll sacrifice much gloss with it.
Oh, no.
But But no, I'm happy with the product. I'm not disappointed at all. But it's a good chance I'll probably switch up again once I've used that, to be honest. I want to try some of the concept compounds, which I know you like.
I do. Do you know what? One thing we didn't add to this bloody list that I've used recently.
Oh, no. Go on.
No, it's good. It's compound related. It's not concept. Not concept related. It's compound related.
All right.
Kartek.
Ah, I've heard they're very good.
I was very kindly got given some sort of a, it was a unit moving in present / birthday present, all in one. Oh. So it was a little, I can't believe I didn't send you guys a picture. I can't believe it. It's been such a manic few weeks. So I had a little kit of five, everything from heavy cut to a finishing wax, basically, you know, machine applying finishing wax sort of thing. Mm. I haven't used the ultra heavy cut yet, and I haven't used the finish. I basically haven't used either end of the spectrum, but I've used sort of the medium cut, the all-in-one, and the finishing polish. I think it's called, I can't remember. I'll send you guys a picture tomorrow. All-in-one is stupidly impressive.
All right.
So obviously, SQ7, I had him.
Yeah.
Rock hard Audi paint. Daytona grey, metallic. Mm-hmm. You want to get that fleck out of that paint.
Oh yeah,
that paint needs to look good. Single stage. Let's try it. I think I can't remember what pad I used. That would have been good, but dead impressed. I think the bottles are only 250 mil, like the sample bottles.
Mm.
I will be going and buying a big bottle of it. Like when I'm out, I can't remember now. I did a big Ford Raptor, that was coming in for a single stage, and that literally, I would say it was more than single stage correction from just a single stage with that product. It literally, like, this truck had been washed with a brush all its life. It lived its life on a quarry.
God. Should have charged for a two-stage.
I literally could have done. It was well impressive. And I've also used, not the finishing wax, but the finishing, like the refinement polish.
Yeah.
Gloss off that is unreal. Like, it's mental. And I can't believe, I'd never really even looked at Kartek before, to be honest.
No, but I mean, I've heard their name crop up a fair few times as recommendations in the group. I want to try loads of different compounds and polishes, but for me, it's quite a risky thing to try. Because if you get something in and use it on the job and like, oh, okay, that's quite crap, and I haven't got my other polish, which I'm familiar with, it's a bit of a...
You're sort of shot in the foot a little bit.
Yeah, I mean... I think I need to try some more stuff out. Angel wax polishes, I hear very good things about.
Absolute polishes. A-Star as well.
There's a fair few good ones.
Half cut, which I think is their medium cut. Well done, Jack. Really brilliant logic, yes. Half cut is obviously the medium cut. Half. Medium, obviously. So I don't know what I was thinking there. It's brilliant. I had never ever used anything from Absolute before, and Liam had some and used it, and well, the bottles are now in the bay, not in the van. They haven't made their way back to his van.
They've been acquired.
Yes, but they are dead impressive.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I used the other day. I was doing a bit of hand polishing, like not glazing, hand
Ooh.
Polishing.
Ooh.
It was just a pretty basic valet on a Clio. And I was asked, oh, why are you there? Can you get a few of these scuffs out? See what you can do. No problems if you can't get them. And there were a few, what looked to be, you know, the sun cream stains, where you've got sun cream and you touch the paint and it kind of etches in. I'm sure you've seen that a fair bit. Sun cream and I think some cosmetics do it. So it's basically a load of handprints on, like by the door, by the handle, by the boot, that you can't get out just by washing and whatever. So I cracked out some, I forgot some Zvizer, is it 4000, the heavy cut?
Yeah.
Bit of that on the microfiber rag, bit of elbow grease, gone. Gone straight away. And bear in mind, those stains have been there a very long time, I think. Minimal effort, got them out immediately. So it just, you can polish by hand. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do an entire car like that, but there were loads of little scuffs and stains, gone. And
that's good.
They were dead happy. I mean, there was another bit on the front bumper that looked like it'd gone through the paint. Had a closer look and it was just paint transfer. So I just soaked it in tar remover and that was gone. No need to polish that. But it just goes to show you don't need to just immediately go to machine polishing.
No,
sometimes
absolutely.
You can hand polish things out, or you can even have a look and go, oh, that's not actually a clear coat defect, but something on the surface, or just get some solvent on it and gone. Yeah. Make your life easier.
While we're on topic of hand polishing products, so I had Mr. Mark from Concept out in his van today. Obviously, we've discussed before. He arrives in his van and it's like auto smart. Get in the back, keep your shoes and socks on, and you're all good. thinking there's lots of, you know, 1 liter bottles of polishes and waxes and stuff on here. It's like, are they different? What are these? And I've used a product called Infinity from them for a while. We actually used that when we were there, Adam. Do you remember that A class that was in their wash bay?
Yes.
That one I was rubbing into the paint and showing everyone how bloody glossy it left that shocking
that was,
cut.
That was insane. It was literally just work it on and buff off pretty much straight away. And
Mark was telling me that is not a glaze by default. That is by chance.
Oh.
Infinity is just a protective product, but it's ended up with some bloody good filling capabilities, and so it lasts.
So it's like a sealer glaze, like Gloss Lock from Monster Shine. Kind of
basically thing. The same, yeah, basically the same, but wasn't designed to be. It was only meant to be a high carnauba wax, but like a cream wax.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one. And then I said, come on, sell me something that I need. Tell me what I need. Come on. I'd only bought two. There's some more shampoo, some Speedy shampoo, which is their Speedy BD shampoo, like a ceramic shampoo.
Yeah.
You got a bit of protection just from that, and some wheel cleaner. That was all I needed today because it was only around. It's only around last week. Right, come on. Tell me something that I want, that I need. I want to try some more. I don't want machine like compounds or polishes because I've got plenty of them. I've got Infinity. And he said, right, I've got Easy Wax. And there was something like, yeah, he was showing me. I was like, it basically looked like a bottle of ketchup. And then it got this pan in this bottle of something called Encore. I think it was Encore. I'm going to have to just double check now. Because I know Encore is the OGK product as well.
Yeah, the interior. Dressing.
No, it is Encore, Concept Encore. So what is sold as a hot and an advanced resin wax polish. Wax and polish in the same sentence. Alarm bells in my head were like,
Yeah.
Did a little demo for me on a car that was just parked outside, one of the customers' cars just in over the weekend. Did a little demo on it. The car was clean, it wasn't rubbing into dirt. I was like, okay. Why is this different to Infinity though? Looking at it, go get some panel wipe. Panel wipe and wiped. Oh, it's not taken the gloss out. It's still there. Right. Okay. So it's not really a glaze. No, this thing is like you could put it on with a machine and a finishing pad. And I was like. I don't know. It's something about it that seems too similar to Infinity. And he just sort of kept demoing me Encore.
I was like, you're trying to sell it, and I like it. I've rated it. You know, you're trying to sell me this. This is good. And then, well, I bought it, so he did his job. And there's something about it that I liked, and I've now tried it like today. Like, just went outside, and there's a van just parked in the gravel car park. So it's been parked there ages. It's broken down. Went and put it on. Sort of, it's like a darky black grey sort of faded thing. Basically did, I don't know, a quarter of a bonnet, an eighth of a bonnet, but in a random square, and left it, like, no prep, just wiped the area because it had rained, wiped the area, dried it quick, rubbed it in, buffed, left. And I just kept looking at it all day. There's just this great big solid glossy patch, and where it had pissing it down all day, the water baby was unreal, and it's just, there was something about it. And I think I need to try it more to be able to actually explain how good it is. But from just what I've used today, I was just like, nah, this is dead impressive.
I'll tell you what that'll be good for. It'll be good for a marketing campaign where you go around your local streets and without anyone's consent, just go and rub a square in and leave a business card under the wiper.
Yeah,
this is what
now I you have to have the rest of your card on, so it doesn't look odd.
Yeah, see, look, you're going to look at this patch all day, and you're going to be pissed off because the rest of your card doesn't look like it. Then you're going to ring me, and I'm going to do it all. I see no issues with that. It might potentially be classed as vandalism, but you know, it's helpful vandalism, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, you're leaving a clean patch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so obviously I was trying to find the difference between Infinity, which, like I said, is like a gloss lock product, and Encore has actually got some mild abrasive to it, so it will, whereas Infinity will fill, Encore will actually remove, you know, anything light. It's got some mild abrasives and everything like that, and it's just like finding a hand a polish you can use by hand if you wanted to. Like, I can't remember the last time I hand polished other than dossing today with it. One that's not going to, you know, not a filler, not a glaze, basically one that's actually going to work and stay. Yeah. It's like that's what sold it to me, and it was a tenner for a liter.
Wow,
it's not expensive.
Wow, that's very good. Very good, actually.
We've actually spoken about concept a lot recently. I feel like this is the concept channel.
There's a few things I want to try from them. I do want some of their TFRs. I'm gonna just, because a lot of the cars I deal with aren't well protected vehicles, and sometimes citrus washes just don't cut it.
I think it's Typhoon you'll want. Typhoon Plus. I'm sure that's the one you'll want.
There's a trim safe one, isn't there?
That's the one. That's what I'd say. Yeah, trim safe. But is no slouch in cleaning.
No. One thing I do want, I used to use CarPro Pearl quite a lot, but I've gone off it because I found it to be quite streaky, and as soon as it rains it just runs off. I don't know whether that was a bad bottle I had because it used to be very good. Who knows? I want a water-based sprayable dressing. One you can just, okay, once you've cleaned arches, you just spray all over the arches while they're still wet. I know, because I've been watching a few Epic Car Show videos recently. Great channel if you haven't seen it already. And he uses a lot of Yum stuff, and their dressing product looks absolutely fantastic because you can spray it on the wet surface and it will like emulsify with the water and it will dry to a really, really good finish. And I want something like that. So I don't know whether to try CarPro Pearl again. I don't know. The
thing is with Pearl is it's not that cheap.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Well, I can't remember how much it is. It's quite expensive. Hang on, I'm going to have to Google now. Oh, I think it might come down a bit in price. Because I don't remember it being this cheap. $10.99 for 500 mil.
Okay, and it's good. Well, considering you can dilute it quite heavily.
I might have to have a little dig back through an invoice where I bought it before, because I'm sure that it was more than that. Yeah, because a litre is only $16.99.
Hmm.
I remember a litre being in the 20s.
Yeah, I think I do as well. Unless I'm going mad.
I'm going to have to go through our messages, because I remember once you messaged me and you were trying to find some, because you were asking if I had any left and I didn't.
Yeah, because there's that period of time where they just had none anywhere. But if anybody has got any recommendations, please let me know. A sprayable dressing that goes on wet surfaces and you can just spray and forget and it will dry to a nice finish for like arches and engine bays. That's what I want. So if anyone's got any recommendations, fire them over. No, Concept have probably got something. They've got everything.
Probably something cooking about that they've made up. Oh, wait, no, there is.
Shock.
No. 5SR.
God, they've got some weird names for their products.
5SR.
5SR.
Yeah, 5SR. It's white. It's a watery product. I think it's ready to use, but it's cheap. So I was going to resort back to type Google.
Unless Detail Bug to Black can be used that way.
That's a good shout. I didn't think of that.
I will ask.
So 5SR is actually, sorry, so it's sold as a multi-surface polish. Bit random. But then that's not too far from pearl, because pearl obviously means plastic, engine, rubbers, leather.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is probably what you mean, what it means.
Yeah, well, I'll hopefully get some recommendations off people. Because
I always used to use 5SR on engine bays and arches.
Because for me, it's a time thing. Rather than either drying the arches or waiting for them to dry and then actually working a product in, it takes a lot longer than just while they're wet, soaking it, have it all dry to a nice finish.
Okay, I'm looking at this now and I'm a bit confused.
Doesn't surprise me.
So, well, like I said, I've always used, whenever I've used 5SR, it's been on engine bays, quick tidy up for plastics, and literally spray it on the wheel arches and usually just leave it because it soaks in.
That's the big thing for me. I don't just want another dressing.
And I remember that that was, it's always an absolute cracker to use. However, now I'm reading the thing, the info about it. Low sheen cockpit dressing and multi-purpose cleaner polish for plastics, leather. So, you know, a bit like pearl, plastics, leather, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. And then we get to the strange bit, paintwork and wood.
Okay. Well, we've got to remember the detailing definition of polish is very different from the dictionary version. Polish.
Yeah. Plastics, leather, paint, work, and wood.
But that, okay, that's, yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
I never knew that until now. I've only ever used it on plastics. I was sold it as like a plastic dressing, you know, for engine bays and arches and that sort of thing.
If it's like a silicon emulsion dressing, I'm not entirely sure why that would go on paintwork.
I might have to give Mark a ring tomorrow and find out about that, because I never knew that until now. An ideal non-chalk spray polish for door shuts, door rubbers, boot drip channels, etc. And water-based.
Yeah, you can still have water-based silicone emulsions.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Science.
Oh, wow. Well, on that note of struggling to find the product that I want...
I'm so. Oh my god! I'm going to be pondering that in my sleep.
You're going to be like me when Richard said to ceramic coat the back and sides of your car.
Short back and sides, sir.
People have been really loving that idea, though.
Yeah,
I'm still processing it. But you know, well, I hope you enjoyed the. Did we say mini episode?
Yeah, we waffled a bit this episode. To be fair, the waffling sort of died off a little bit recently. We've been quite to the point, but this was a waffly episode.
At least it's relevant.
This was Bird's Eye Potato and Waffles.
It was
waffly versatile.
At least it's detailing waffling.
Yeah. Sorry if we bored everyone. I'm just staring here at the info for 5SR. So I'm actually now on their data sheet. So clean the polish for the cleaning and condition of vehicle interior and exterior surfaces, including vinyl and plastic trim, paintwork, door shuts, door weather strip, luggage rails, also wood fascia and leather.
I would never dress leather, personally.
Neither.
Imagine that, you break too hard and you slip off a seat.
Contains silicons.
Yeah. So water-based doesn't mean silicon-free. That's very important.
Yeah.
To remember.
Okay, so we said we're about to end, and now we're just waffling again. Get here, just like Speed Six noises. So this might be where the polishing aspect of it comes from. Note, if polishing leather, check an inconspicuous area before proceeding to ascertain there is no adverse effects. You know, I've never heard of polishing leather, but that's what their sales part of it is. You know, they called it a polish, multi-surface polish for polishing.
You polish your shoes, don't you?
No.
No? You not polish your Skechers, your school shoes? The ones where you stamp and they light up.
That's why I didn't polish them, because I didn't want to taint the reflection.
God, I really want some Heelys.
Somebody say Heely.
Imagine that, like when you detail the car and you've got to like nip round the other side, just Heely over.
Like you leave something in the van.
Yeah.
Ding.
Should bring out our own detailing Heelys.
I was looking today, and I got an email through of those electric scooters.
Yes.
The temptation to buy one just to like nip into town and stuff it's too high up there, but I don't know if an electric scooter is a wise business expense.
Well, if it knocks tax money off, then why not? Right,
let's end it there, because we're going to waffle all night otherwise, and we said we'd do about half an hour.
If I don't stop you, we'll be here for another hour.
Yes.
Well,
I've done a lot of polishing on my own this week.
It's sent you a bit mad.
Just a little bit.
Well, we shall catch you next week. And hopefully, we won't have any more info on the YouTube series, because we're doing it next weekend, which is after our... So, not next episode, episode after. We should have some more exciting Corsa news. So keep your ears peeled.
That's not a saying, it's eyes peeled.
I'm making it a saying. I'll come and polish your leather seats.
I'll polish your Skechers.
On that note, we shall see you in the next one.
Yeah, thank you very much, everybody. Over and out.